At the end of this story, which you can read in Acts chapter 6, we read that the word of God spread, the number of disciples increased. And that's why we ran Holiday Club. We wanted to see the word of God spread to our children in this area. We wanted to see the number of disciples increase. After all, that was Jesus' great commission, wasn't it, to us, his great challenge, to take the word of God to the ends of the earth. So why did this happen? Well, if you look at the story in Acts 6, we can see that it was word, it was prayer, and it was hospitality. We can read in verse 3 and 4 of Acts 6, "Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." Even in the early church, they recognized the importance of taking the word out. They recognized the importance of prayer, of everything being rooted in prayer. And they recognized the importance of hospitality, of providing for those in need, of providing food for those who needed food. That's why they chose their 7 people, because there were people who were hungry. There were people who were doing without in their community. And that was causing division. So Stephen was one of those 7 people chosen to do this important job. Don't really know what Stephen felt about that. Don't really know if he was after one of the more supposedly glamorous jobs, whether he wanted to be one of those disciples going out into Samaria and to the ends of the earth. But what we do know is that God asked Stephen to do this important work, to provide food, to provide hospitality for those who needed it. And because of that, many, many people, as we read, were saved. The number of disciples increased. It's really important, isn't it, to recognize that those three go together. Word, prayer, and community, hospitality, showing God's love in action. At our holiday club, we looked at 3 people that God used in very different ways. We looked at Peter, and we told his story of how he rejected Jesus and then turned around to be the person Jesus built the church upon. Saul, and how he went out persecuting the Christians, but became the person who spread the news across the whole of Europe. And Stephen, this person called to act in, I guess, the Acts hospitality team. And it was much more in the end for Stephen than just providing food for those in need. Because if you read on in the passage and from what we were told in the story, Stephen ended up praying with people. He did end up actually preaching the word. He did end up involved in miracles. And of course, we know him today as the first Christian martyr. So because of Stephen's ministry, because of his willingness to show this hospitality, to see church as community, the preaching of the word was able to happen. The early church was able to grow. The word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly. One of the things, oh, Hayley, I think you just need to click on the PowerPoint to bring it back to life. One of the things that we were learning in Holiday Club, we did a memory verse each day. And the one that we are going to do today is that verse from Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Hayley, can you just relaunch the PowerPoint so that we can bring that memory verse up? And we're going to have a go at learning this together. Here we go. And then we have a memory verse challenge, which the children, of course, will know what that involves, but the adults won't. So I wonder if we could say this together. Acts 6, verse 7. "So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly." Let's have another go. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. "So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly." Acts chapter 6. Oh, we've done that one already. Let's try just children, just at the front. Can you do it really, really loudly? 3, 2, 1. Acts. Well done. Okay, adults, would you have a go? Acts. Well done. Let's see if we can all do it together. Acts 6, verse 7.
So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
Well done. We're going to come back to that in our memory verse a little bit later on. But this idea of the word of God spreading through word, through prayer, and through hospitality is actually quite a timely challenge for us here at Christchurch, because we need some Stephens to step forward. We need some people who are willing to practice hospitality in our church. We've just set up in the PCC a number of our committees to look at evangelism and to look at worship and to look at hospitality. And we need some people who feel that they are being called by God to help with our church's hospitality, to help with things like our church breakfast. David and Esther are supposed to have retired from church breakfast, but they came in specially today to lead the team to do that. But we need some more people to take that on, and church lunch and all the other events we do throughout the year, because they won't be able to happen without Stephen stepping forward to do that. So if you think that you might be a Stephen, somebody called to help spread the word of God through making church community, through making our church a hospitable church, and do chat with someone on the team, that's Elizabeth or Meg or myself or with one of the Simons, and we'd love for you to come part of our hospitality team, just like Stephen was part of that team in Acts. And remember what happened. The word of God spread, so the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly. Stephen was just an ordinary person who God used in an amazing way. So that's the challenge I'd like to bring to all of us out of our holiday club, out of learning about ordinary people who God used in amazing ways. What does God want to do in our lives? How does God want to use us? How can we serve God so that the word of God will spread, so the number of disciples in Virginia Water and in our surrounding places will increase rapidly? That's our prayer. That's what we want to see happen, isn't it? Yeah, that's what we want to see happen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for people like Stephen, people who are willing perhaps not to do what was seen as the glamorous job, but those really key jobs. And we pray that you will rise up a team here so that the word of God will spread throughout this area. In Jesus' name, amen.